Welcome to this daily PBGA devotional. This devotional is about Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, rolled away the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards trembled in fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they hurried away from the tomb in fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They came to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," said Jesus. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And after the chief priests had met with the elders and formed a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money and instructed them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report reaches the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the guards took the money and did as they were instructed, and this account has been circulated among the Jews to this very day. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is God's Word. The resurrection of Jesus is one of the hardest things in the Bible to believe. You may have seen someone resuscitated, but you've never seen someone who has been dead for days and embalmed for burial get up out of his or her casket. I think about this sometimes when I attend a funeral or a funeral visitation. It would be a distressing thing to witness a bona fide resurrection. God knew that it would be difficult to believe, and he knew that it would be easy to fabricate a believable story to explain the disappearance of Jesus' body. What's more likely? What's easier to believe? That someone actually rose from the dead, or that someone stole a dead man's body, buried it out in the desert where it would never be found, and then claimed that he rose from the dead? Well, the question answers itself. So, here in Matthew 28, Matthew recorded the cover-up that the enemies of Jesus concocted to explain away his disappearance. We saw that in verses 11 through 15. But Matthew also recorded the appearance of Jesus to the women in verses 1 through 9. Then Matthew recorded the promise Christ made to meet with his disciples in Galilee in verse 10. And then Matthew recorded his meeting with them in verse 16, and also his final words to them in verses 17 through 20. All of these appearances were designed to provide evidence that the resurrection is true. The followers of Jesus didn't just say, "Trust us, he rose from the dead," even though only one or two of us saw him. Instead, Jesus made several appearances, some of which are not even recorded here in Matthew. And Jesus made these appearances so that there would be an abundance of witnesses who saw him alive and well on planet Earth. But it still takes an act of faith to believe in the resurrection. There is an alternative explanation, again, as we saw in verses 11 through 15. And it is easier to believe that than it is to believe that Jesus actually rose from the dead. But he did rise from the dead, because his resurrection was necessary for our salvation, for our spiritual power, and to prove that Christ is, in fact, the Son of God. Don't doubt the resurrection of Jesus, and don't shy away from talking about it to others, even though it's hard to believe. The resurrection of Jesus is true and essential to everything we hold dear as Christians. Our hope for eternal life rests in the truth of the resurrection, and Christ, by rising from the dead first, shows that God can and will raise the dead. And he promises to raise all of the dead in the end of the age, some to eternal life and some to eternal punishment. And Christ's resurrection shows that that resurrection is coming as well. So the resurrection is really important to knowing God and important to the Christian faith. Believe it. Don't be ashamed of it. And trust the Lord to use you as you stand firm on this important truth. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe. Enter your email address there, and starting tomorrow, you'll receive an email from me every day containing a link to the daily scripture reading so you can be cued by the email every day and start a Bible reading habit. But that same email will also contain these devotionals, so you can apply God's Word to your life with my help every day as well. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you could help me with financial support, that would be very helpful. Go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about that. And please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.